Good morning. Feel good. That was a good first hour. I'm Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Also, again, on our Facebook page and our X page, the Bow Falls Radio Facebook and X pages. You can see a video as well. See us, you know, hi, hello everybody. The time is 9:07. Again, a gorgeous start here in downtown Wausau. At the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau, 62 degrees. Mostly sunny skies. It should be a beautiful day. Be a great day. I got another little trek on tap. Tuesday, made the trip to Pembine, Wisconsin, which was 2 hours and 20 minutes to get there. Found out there was no game, so drove on back. Yesterday, made the trip to Crivitz, Wisconsin, which was about an hour 55 each way, but at least we had a game yesterday. So that was good news, in fact, and it was an early game. So we made things work yesterday in terms of getting the second hour in the can before I had to take off. But we went over there, and New McCathic beat Pembine Goodman by a score of 14-1 in the Division 5 softball regional semifinal. So today, and actually yesterday, it wasn't just me who had made a long trip, because yesterday we had a second game, and Tom Weaver did it between Marathon and Princeton Green Lake. It was a game that was originally scheduled to be played at Marathon, but the heavy rains on Tuesday night and then into early Wednesday made the Marathon field unplayable. So they moved it to Green Lake. And after I did my game yesterday, I came back here to the radio station, and I was here just to make sure everything got on smoothly for Tom at his broadcast at 5 o'clock. And I asked Tom, I said, Tom, I said, Tom, where is Green Lake? I had no idea where Green Lake was. And he tells me, and it was like 2 hours away. And I thought, oh, man, Tom, I'm sorry, because I know he has a full-time job. And, you know, he really came through big time for me, because he's a really talented broadcaster. And I'm very lucky to have him on those games that I'm not able to do. He does a lot of Marathon football games in the fall, and then does a number of our Marathon broadcasts during the winter for girls and boys basketball as well. And this was his first softball broadcast of the spring. And, you know, when the game got switched from Marathon to Green Lake, he had to make that two-hour trek, and he did so, and was really really above the call, and he had a great broadcast yesterday as Marathon advanced with a 9-1 win, so they are in action. So today, we have, again, two games. And today, again, I have a road trip. In fact, I don't even know how long it is. I got to pull it up real fast, because I will have the New McCathic Cardinals in a Division 5 softball regional final at Leona Wabino, and the game is being played at Leona High School, and that is, oh, okay, it's not quite as long as my last two trips. It's only an hour and 40 minutes. So
it is a beautiful day for a road trip, though.
You're right, Ian. It is exactly right. So we will have New McCathic at Wabino Leona in a Division 5 girls softball regional final. Newman, the number 5 seed. Wabino Leona, the number 1 seed, but don't let those seeds fool you. I do think that Newman's going to win that game. I think they actually are the favorite, the better team, even though they're the lower seed. But that's just me. That's just my opinion. They have to do it on the field. I'll be on the air live here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with pregame show at 4:50 and the first pitch at 5 p.m. Tom will also be on the road today. He'll be making the trek. It was about it's less than an hour. I think it's about 45 minutes, if I recall correctly, to Auburndale, as the Marathon softball team will take on Auburndale in a Division IV regional final. That game can be heard live online. You can either go to BowFallsRadio.com, click on Sports 2. We have three streams. We have our primary stream, which is on air. We have Sports 2 and Sports 3. And if you just go below on the front page, below where the listing of what's on the air currently, you can click on Sports 2 and be able to hear Tom from Auburndale starting at 4:50 for the pregame and 5 o'clock for the first pitch today. That game can also be heard on the Civic Media app. If you have not downloaded the free Civic Media app yet, today would be a great day to do it, because if you download the app, you get all the stations on the Civic Media radio network. Then you take the fifth one down, which is Bow Falls Radio, open it up, and you'll see, again, a primary stream, which is on air, which is where I'll be for that Newman game, then Sports 2 and Sports 3. You can easily go back and forth. It is high quality, great sound, and just click on Sports 2 on your app and be able to catch Tom. And then when there's a break in the action, you can go see what's going on with the Newman game and just go back and forth. So again, if you haven't done so, download the Civic Media app. Go to your App Store, go to your Google Play, search Civic Media, and then you'll be hooked in for both of our broadcasts today. Again, playoff time heading down the stretch of high school spring sports. In fact, the high school sports season for 2023-2024 and today. Newman at Wabino Leona live here on the radio and also on BowFallsRadio.com, the primary stream, and on the Civic Media app and mobile devices by searching WXCO starting at 4:50, and Tom Weaver on the Sports 2 stream with Marathon at Auburndale as well at 4:50. So again, really good stuff today with high school softball playoff action. These teams looking to punch their ticket to next week's sectionals. Before we continue, because again, it was such a busy first hour on Thursdays, we don't have a proper opportunity to really properly introduce Ian Welsh. He is our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, and guy that pushes the buttons, makes sure I'm on the air each and every morning. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Yep, it's Thursday, heading towards a holiday weekend.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, getting ready for it. It looks like it's going to be hit and miss weather-wise for those folks who are getting ready for their barbecues and their get-togethers in the backyard. But hopefully the weather will be good enough where people can make sure they get all their activities completed. But we are heading down the stretch for you and the rest of the cast members for Anything Goes from Wausau Community Theater.
That's right.
The countdown down to 8 days before opening night. How does the holiday weekend affect things? Because normally people would say, oh, we got to take the holiday weekend off. I don't imagine you can take the holiday weekend off, can you, with the preparing for that play?
For tonight's rehearsal, it's the final run through at the rehearsal building, and then after the run through tonight, we will load up everything into the truck, the set, the props, the costumes, everything, and we'll get those ready to take over to a Veniga for a Sunday. But then, well, it's kind of depending on how the rehearsal goes tonight, we may or may not have a rehearsal tomorrow as well. But if it is a good run through tonight, then we will have Friday and Saturday off. And we have the load in on Sunday where we get everything settled. And then for Memorial Day, we do have rehearsal on Memorial Day. Yep. We don't get the holiday off.
You kind of have to. I mean, when you have opening night next Friday, I mean, I really don't think you would be able to afford to take that night off, could you?
We get an extra, we get tomorrow and Saturday off. I think that'll be good enough for us. But we need all the practices that we can get for Tech Week, because we need to, work with the set, work with the orchestra. We got to make sure all the quick changes for costumes are good. We make sure the microphones are working. Just there's quite a few things we have to do for Tech Week, and we don't have a lot of time, especially if we have two weekends of performances. So we really have to focus in, use our time wisely and make sure we get the word out, with social media, just keep sharing the posts. But I hope the ticket sales are doing better, because last time I checked, it was a little small. But hopefully, week of tech, we can get that final push and really get people buying tickets online, and also buying them at the door would help also.
But all right, we got to get people going on this. So right now we're 8 days away, and again, we've talked about this. The Wausau Community Theater right now is going through some financial difficulties. They need big crowds for this show, and it's an American classic. Cole Porter's Anything Goes, 8 big shows, 3 next weekend, 5 the following weekend. All right, Ian, how do the people right now get online and buy these tickets? We're gonna prime the pump right now.
Absolutely. So if you want to buy your tickets, there's a couple of ways you can do this. You can go on the Wausau Community Theater website, and they'll have a link, and you can buy tickets from there. You can also get them on the WCT Facebook page as well. They'll have a link set up to take you to the tickets page as well. You can also buy tickets at the door, but just be mindful that the Venega Theater is not as big as the Grand Theater.
Right.
There's still quite a few seats at the Venega, but it'll probably be easier to fill up the seats at the Venega than the Grand.
Right.
I'm just saying.
But it's also a wonderful place to see a show. So, I mean, it's not the Grand, but boy, it is a fantastic venue. It really is. In fact, I think you feel the show even more there, because it is a more intimate space, but it's also fairly new place. I mean, it's not that old, and a wonderful space for a play. So, again, go online. Get those tickets now. Ian Welsh is going to put on a big show, number one, and along with his castmates, Anything Goes opening next Friday night at UWSP at Wausau campus.
And if you see the show and you love it so much, you can come back multiple times.
That is so true. So see it the first time, because then you have 7 more chances to see it.
And tell your family and friends, and they can see the show too.
There you go. The time is 9:18. We're going to have a sports update, talk a little about the Brewers. They're struggling a little bit on this road trip. We'll discuss that and look at all the results on what was a busy day of high school softball playoff action yesterday throughout central Wisconsin. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
This is the
Wausau Business Show.
Welcome, Wausonians, to the Lobster Bus. We are going to Red Lobster. If Red Lobster's not coming to us, we will go to Red Lobster.
This is the manager, guys. Can we get a round of applause?
This week, Executive Director Tim White from Visit Wausau joins us. We'll see you 8 to 9 Saturday. No, I'm free.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, Wausau Business Show every Saturday morning from 8 until 9 a.m. They may have to get off that Lobster Bus permanently. Again, I saw some news this week that Red Lobster is really...
They filed for bankruptcy. Yeah, that's what I saw.
It sounds like it's really not going very well. So get off the bus, guys. Get off the bus. And also, no Lee Greenwood at the end of the promos. Lee Greenwood was selling those Bibles with Trump, and I'm not really into that. So,
ouch.
again, join the boys on Saturday morning from 8 till 9, Wausau Business Show. And again, great interview coming up with the Visit Wausau Head. So that's something worth catching coming up on the weekend. And you're already up because you're tuned in every morning starting at 8 to this show. So you can tune in as well on Saturday morning starting at 8 o'clock. Milwaukee Brewers finished up their three-game series with the Miami Marlins yesterday. And the bats were already on the plane heading off to Boston. Because they had no bats yesterday. Despite a good performance by Freddie Peralta, the Brewers fell to the Miami Marlins 1-0. Miami scored a run in the first inning. That was it. Peralta gave up just one run in seven innings, gave up just four hits, struck out seven. But the Brewers still in first place in the National League Central. They're 28-21. They are a game and a half ahead of the Chicago Cubs. The Cubs lost yesterday as well. So Milwaukee 28-21, Chicago 27-23, then a gap to St. Louis, who are five games back at 23-26. But Sean Wright's favorite team has started to play better baseball. The Cardinals have won eight of their last 10 games to close from nine games behind the Crew to now just five games. Pittsburgh is 5.5 games behind, and then Cincinnati's disappointing Cincinnati team this year. They are in the cellar at 20-29, eight games behind the Milwaukee Brewers. High school action yesterday. As I said, there was a lot of Wednesday action because of all that rain on Tuesday. The softball regional semifinals continued, and as I mentioned earlier, in a game that we had yesterday at 12 noon. Again, we're a very odd time for a Wednesday afternoon game, but we were over in Crivitz and saw the Newman Catholic Cardinals defeat Pembine Goodman by a score of 14-1. So the Cards do advance to a regional final today at Wabino Leona. Again, we'll have the game live for you tonight, starting at 4:50 for the pregame, 5 o'clock for the first pitch here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Another game that we had here on Bow Falls Radio yesterday saw the Marathon Red Raiders. They won their Division 4 regional semifinal against Princeton Green Lake by a score of 9-1. So they advanced to travel to Auburndale today for a Division 4 regional final. Again, Tom Weaver will have that one live on the Sports 2 stream of BowFallsRadio.com and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 4:50 and the first pitch at 5 p.m. Other games yesterday, Division 1, it was all D.C. Everest in their game against Eau Claire Memorial. The Evergreens defeat the Old Abes by a score of 14-0. They move on to take on Marshfield today. Marshfield defeated Hudson 6-0, so Everest will host Marshfield in a D1 regional final coming up later today. Also in D1, the season came to an end for the Wausau East Lumberjacks. The Jacks fell to Wisconsin Rapids by a score of 14-7. Other area teams in action yesterday, it was Wittenberg-Burnhamwood edging Clintonville 5-4. Antigo fell to Lakeland by a score of 2-0. Rib Lake outslugged Prairie Farm 17-10. Stratford moved on, beating Spencer 11-0. Also yesterday, Tomahawk doubled up Wyawega Fremont by a score of 6-3. It was Marshfield-Columbus over Pittsville 12-2. Iola Scandinavia shut down Shiocton 10-0. Bocelli shuts down Tri-County 15-0. Mosinee continues to roll. Just one loss all season long for Mosinee. Big expectations for them to try to work their way to the state tournament. Mosinee defeated Waupaca by a score of 11-0. It was Auburndale over Nisida 15-0. Athens beat Elmwood Plum City 17-1. Edgar over Loyal Greenwood 8-0. And it was Adams Friendship beating Dodgeville by a score of 7-5. High school baseball had one game in our area. It was a makeup game due to a rainout on Tuesday. And Stevens Point stays undefeated in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. They defeated Wausau East by a score of 5-1. So Stevens Point has one more game in the conference at Wausau East later today as they try to complete a perfect Wisconsin Valley Conference campaign. And, of course, this will be the end of the regular season. Wausau West will be wrapping up their conference campaign today with a doubleheader in Wisconsin Rapids. The Warriors are getting set to start off their postseason next Tuesday. They'll travel to Eau Claire North for a first-round matchup. We will have that game live for you on Tuesday of next week. Wausau West playoff baseball from Eau Claire North Tuesday, starting at 3:50 for the pregame and 4 o'clock for the first pitch. So again, a very exciting time between softball and baseball playoffs, and we'll have the action of Wausau West, Newman Catholic, and Marathon right here again on as we talk about so often, so very proud, bursting, proud as a peacock, as NBC used to say, the only Wausau radio station that still provides live play-by-play of high school sports right here on Bow Falls Radio. And again, also note that if you've missed any of our broadcasts of the Warriors, the Red Raiders, or the Fighting Cardinals, just go to bowfallsradio.com. I can say it. I believe me, I can say it. bowfallsradio.com/sports. Or just go to bowfallsradio.com and click on sports. You'll be able to go and listen to previous broadcasts of our action on Bow Falls Radio and also catch an update on what our upcoming schedule will be as well. But again, today, doubleheader. Two games for the price of none. Newman Catholic at Wabino Leona, 4:50 for the pregame, live on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXEO and on the Civic Media app. And also Tom Weaver will be over with the Marathon softball team at Auburndale, Division 4 regional final on the Sports 2 stream of bowfallsradio.com and the Civic Media app, starting as well with the pregame show at 4:50. And again, if you have not downloaded the app, another reason to download the app as well is we are going to have another text to win contest coming up very soon. We will have some really impressive prizes. It's going to be starting very soon, but it's only going to be done through the Civic Media app. And to win, it's so simple. It's a free app. Just go to your app store, go to Google Play, wherever you get your apps. Search Civic Media, and then download the app. It's free. And then when you have the app, you have all the Civic Media stations. And the fifth one down, Bow Falls Radio, it has a button to call us. It has a button to text us. It has a streaming button for what's on the air. It has the Sports 2 button. It has a Sports 3 button. It has everything you need. So right now, go to your app store, go to your Google Play, download the Civic Media app. Do it right now. I'm asking you. I'm pleading with you to do it. The time is almost 9:29. Again, 62 degrees, sunny skies here in downtown Wausau. Got an information update coming up. I'm going to talk about some concerns with the Supreme Court coming up. We touched on it with Pat Kreitler earlier. Things have to get done. Anyway, I'm going to talk about that coming up. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:35. Again, a gorgeous start here in central Wisconsin. I mean, this is a wonderful time to live in this part of the world. This, where temperatures, you know, and I know that the temperatures, for the most part, recently have actually been below normal. Today might be a little bit above, as this is the warmest day really of the weekend, in fact of the weekend as well, coming up. But boy, just a gorgeous start. 62 degrees, sunny skies, so comfortable out there, and an opportunity to really enjoy this Thursday. And quickly, a note about tomorrow, as we look ahead to tomorrow's show here on Bow Falls Radio, 8 till 10 a.m. we'll wrap up the week, get you set for the big holiday weekend. We'll be talking to our sports reporter, Mike Clemens, Bow Falls Radio sports reporter, Civic Media sports reporter as well. plenty to talk about as the Brewers will be opening up a series in Boston tomorrow. Packers have been involved in OTAs. And I know Mike Clemens has been keeping a very close eye on that as well. So we'll talk to Mike Clemens tomorrow morning at 8:35. Also tomorrow morning at 9:20, we'll be joined by Paul Miklik for our weekly Wisconsin sports segment as the Newman Catholic High School head football coach and head track coach. In fact, I know his Newman Cardinals had a nice regional this week and was able to advance a lot of their different track and field athletes to the sectional round. So we'll be joined by Paul Miklik at 9:20 tomorrow morning on the program. So a big way to wrap up the work week tomorrow here on Bow Falls Radio. Wanted to turn our attention to something I touched on with Pat Kreitlow at the top of the show. We're seeing, and I mentioned the fact that I really enjoy Mark Jacob, and he is somebody that will be back on Pat's show tomorrow morning in the 7 o'clock hour, and somebody that really, I think, puts it out there in terms of media critiques. He's somebody that's been an editor with the Chicago Tribune and the Chicago Sun-Times, and I really enjoy how he points out, in a lot of ways, the hypocrisy within the media. And I'm getting really frustrated on a certain level when it comes to folks that I have respected in the past. I mentioned Ezra Klein before, and he is just constantly pounding on this drum that somehow Democrats and Joe Biden and voters are all ignoring the polling. They're ignoring the threat that Donald Trump is showing with the polls. You know the best way to move forward when it comes to that threat of Donald Trump in the polls is to stop talking about the polls and start talking about the actual records of the two candidates, Ezra. And it's not just Ezra Klein, it's so many others. And I can't help every day feeling a little bit more worried that there are, even in the so-called liberal media, and I'm talking about, you know, some of the newspapers and especially maybe MSNBC and CNN that the Republicans love to pound over and over and over again with the tag as liberal media, that they see in the horizon the idea of great profits if Donald Trump becomes president again. That the ratings will come back because everybody will be, they'll either be mad because Donald Trump is president again, so they'll want to watch, and then they can go back to being the resistance, or people that, you know, just Donald Trump will bring the eyeballs and bring in the ratings. And every day that goes by, I'm starting to feel a little bit more insecure that maybe that is happening, that maybe that the profit margin of these massive corporations is more important than saving democracy. Because you see the way that headlines are written in the New York Times. And again, if you have, if you're not following Mark Jacob on social media, whether it's Threads or X or wherever else you're on social media, do so. Because he is brilliant in terms of breaking it down on what is being said and what's not being said. What's being done right, what's not being done right. And he reposted this morning about, you know, again, you talk about, we should be afraid right now when you hear of these unified Reich ideas coming from the MAGAs and the Donald Trumps of the world. Greg Sargent put out a posting. People are missing the larger story behind the unified Reich video. It is undeniable that on many fronts, Trump and MAGA are experimenting with how far they can go with overtly fascist authoritarian modes of politics. It's a test. And unfortunately, right now, both the general public and, I would say, elected officials on the left are failing that test miserably. I mentioned during our discussion with Up North News host Pat Kreitlow about Dick Durbin last night putting out a limp statement on X concerning justice Samuel Alito and his flag flying. We heard about the Stop the Steal flag flying back in 2020, but now new pictures have come out where Justice Alito's beach house, even a couple of years after that, displayed an Appeal to Heaven flag, which is a January 6th symbol. And instead of actually doing something, Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois, majority leader in the United States Senate, frankly, I think a lot of people don't even realize Dick Durbin is in that role because, frankly, he doesn't do a heck of a lot. But he put out a limp statement. This incident is yet, and this is talking about the Justice Alito's beach house displaying the Appeal to Heaven flag, that January 6th symbol. Last night, Dick Durbin puts out, this incident is yet another example of apparent ethical misconduct by a sitting justice, and it adds to the court's ongoing ethical crisis. Justice Alito must recuse himself immediately from cases related to the 2020 election and the January 6th insurrection. We've seen similar statements about Alito and also the financial improprieties that Justice Clarence Thomas has been shown to have over many, many years. Limp statements being put out. Limp. At what point are the elected officials of the Democratic Party going to actually do something? Not just put out a limp statement that will be ignored by people like Justice Samuel Alito and Justice Clarence Thomas. It is time to do something. And even if you know that ultimately you're not going to be able to impeach these guys because the MAGAs in the United States House and the United States Senate will not do the right thing, at a certain point, you got to do something to bring out the information to the American people and to let these justices know that we see what's going on here. But all we do is get limp statements, such as I just read from Dick Durbin. We need some fire. We need some brimstone. We need some pushing back on these illegal activities where it's taking the United States Supreme Court down the toilet. We need some fire. We need some brimstone about some of these actions being taken by the MAGAs and Donald Trump when you talk about these unified Reich statements and these tests that the MAGAs are doing right now to see how far they can go with these overtly fascist and authoritarian modes of politics. Again, don't just put out limp statements. Start to do something. Because hopefully when you bring out the evidence, those that may not even realize some of the blatant lawbreaking that is being done not only with the MAGA crowd, but within the United States Supreme Court, will be shown some sunlight. But we don't see that. And that's, again, I think why we need a generational change. The fire of an AOC and others in the younger generations is much, much, much needed within the Democratic Party. So again, it's just, you shake your head. I mean, what was Durbin basically just waving his finger? Senator, you have levers that you can pull within your power as the majority leader of the United States Senate. Start doing something. And again, I would just encourage you to follow Mark Jacob because, again, he put out a nice statement after Durbin put out that limp statement of his own. And Mark Jacob said very early after like 1 o'clock this morning, "Dear Dick, you're chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Go beyond tweeting. You don't have the votes to impeach Alito, but at least launch an investigation. Raise the heat on this corrupt Supreme Court. Stop looking helpless. We need a bleep kisser." I'm not going to use the language. I know I can use the language, but I'm not going to use the language. Basically, it's another word for butt kicker. We need a bleep kicker, not Miss Manners. Amen. Amen, Mark Jacob. We need somebody that's going to be willing to break a few glasses right now. because, again, Clarence Thomas, the goods are there. This guy has been basically an ATM receiving money from all these far-right Republican figures and not acknowledging it in his reports that he is supposed to do so. I mean, Steve Bannon yesterday, again, Steve Bannon. Can you believe that there was a president of the United States that put Steve Bannon in the White House, working in the White House? Donald Trump did that. Steve Bannon said on Trump's Project 2025, "We mock your fear. We want you to fear. There will be accountability. We are going to hold everybody who opposes Trump responsible. That will come with authority, the authority of Donald Trump." These are people that have actually worked in the White House saying this. And Mark Jacobs said, "How many different ways do Republicans need to tell you they're fascist traitors before you'll believe them? And yet we sit out there and we have leaders in the Democratic Party putting out limp statements." When are we going to start to push back harder beyond limp statements? It is time. It is time to show some backbone, some gumption when it comes to the Bannons and the Trumps and the MAGAs and the Clarence Thomases and the Samuel Alitos of this world. But yet we're not seeing it. It's frustrating. We are heading into summer of 2024. We will have the first debate between Trump and Biden coming up in June. We will have the political conventions coming up. One, the Republicans in Milwaukee and the Democrats in Chicago. We need to show backbone right now. And not seeing enough of it right now. 9:48. The 23rd day of May, 2024. Yep, we're heading towards Memorial Day weekend. We're heading towards the summer. We're heading towards the fall campaign. Coming up next, our daily history lesson. And there's a lot of things you can learn from history. A lot. That's why we do it. I think it's important. We'll have that. We'll have our celebrity birthdays. We will have our number of the day quiz. Ian's already got a winning week. Can he make it a record week? Well, we're going to see if that's possible. The time is 9:49. That's coming up next here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is the 23rd day of May, 2024. That means we are up to day number 144 this year, 144 days into this year already. 222 days remain in 2024. So, as I said last segment, a very important 222 days remaining in this year. A lot coming up and a lot that will indicate what we are as a country over the next number of years will be determined in these final 222 days of 2024. And some famous events have occurred on this date in history. In 1877, Grace Ingalls was born in Burr Oak, Iowa. 6 months later, the Ingalls family returned to Walnut Grove, Minnesota. Grace's sister, Laura, made the Ingalls famous with her Little House book series. On this date in 1929, 95 years ago today, the first talking cartoon of Mickey Mouse, The Carnival Kid, was released. on this date in 1934, so 90 years ago today. Bank robbers Bonnie and Clyde were ambushed by police and killed in Louisiana. 40 years ago today, on May the 23rd of 1984, the Surgeon General reported that smokers can inflict lung damage on non-smokers who inhale secondhand smoke. On this date in 2019, the last slave ship to smuggle slaves to America from Africa, the Clotilda, sunk in 1860, was found in Alabama. And on this date 3 years ago, 2021, at the PGA Golf Championship, Phil Mickelson became the oldest major winner in history at the age of 50. It was his sixth major win. Some famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Joan Collins, the actress from Dynasty, is 91 years old today. In fact, though my favorite Joan Collins role, it was in Star Trek. She was in one of the episodes that many, many fans of Star Trek consider the best episode in the series history, The City on the Edge of Forever. And if you haven't seen that one, you should watch it again. But Joan Collins, 91 years old today. Drew Carey, of course, from The Drew Carey Show, stand-up comedian, and now for many years the host of The Price is Right. Drew Carey is 66 years old today. Former MTV VJ, actress, model, writer Karen Duffy, was known as Duff when I was watching MTV with her back in the day. She is 63 years old today. Melissa McBride of The Walking Dead turning 59. Jeopardy legend, Jeopardy host now, Ken Jennings is 50. Director Ryan Coogler from the Black Panther films is 38 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Chardonnay Day. It is Lucky Penny Day. It is Taffy Day. It is Crohn's and Colitis Day. And it is World Turtle Day. So today's the day the turtle beats the hare again. When's the last time anybody really tried that? Had the turtle go up against the hare in a race? We keep hearing that the turtle beats the hare, but does that really happen all the time? I don't know, but it is World Turtle Day.
I think the lesson of the story is that slow and steady wins the race.
Yes, it is. And absolutely.
I'm not sure it was meant to be taken literally.
Well, sometimes I take things literally.
Me too.
All right. It is time. It is time. And this today's number for the day kind of goes in hand with what I was talking about in the last segment.
Okay.
In terms of folks in Congress need to be better. Need to be much better.
No argument here.
There you go. And our number for the day today, and again, Ian Welsh does the number for the day every day. He gets three choices. So basically, you got to get one out of three to be average based on the numbers. You know, get three choices. You should get it once out of every 3 days. So 33% is the line that you try to be above. Mm-hmm. And already this week, you're two out of three. So that means the worst you could be is 40%. But if you get these last couple of days, you could set a record.
Oh, yes.
Have your best week ever. Ultimately get to 80%, which would be amazing.
Let's set that record.
All right. So you're two out of three so far. 2-1. Let's see. Well, day number four. Our number for the day. Members of Congress who have violated the Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge Act's disclosure provision, which is supposed to stop members of Congress from getting rich off the stock market using insider knowledge. And there have been a number of members of Congress who have been breaking that rule, using insider knowledge to make a lot of money in the stock market. Okay. And the number for the day is what is the members of Congress who have violated the Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge Act, the disclosure provision? Is it A, 43? Is it B, 73? Is it C, 103?
Well, you said there was quite a few people.
Well, if there were three, that'd be quite a few. So don't take that as meaning anything. I think that 43, 73, and 103 are all significant numbers.
Absolutely.
Of Congress. So
absolutely.
But that's all I'm gonna say. No more No more than anything. I didn't want to lead you down the road, okay, a wrong road, because I was saying something.
Okay.
So take that away. Just take the numbers, yes, based on what they are.
Okay. 43, 73, 103. Okay. I'm gonna go with my gut on this one again. I'm gonna say B. I'm gonna say 73. That's my final answer.
Okay, the correct answer, the number of members of Congress who have violated the Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge Act's disclosure provision is A, 43.
43.
Went with the low number today. So A, 43, that is the correct answer. So you're still 50%. You're still, yeah, 2 out of 4. You still have a chance for a great week if you get tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we'll be able to do that. So, thanks to our guests today, Pat Kreitlow, and also Pookie Rosa, along with John Garcia and Jay Cricks from North Star Knows. Tomorrow, again, we'll be joined by Mike Clemens at 8:35 and Paul Micklegg at 9:20. Ian, have a great rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Don't forget, high school softball later today, 4:50, Newman Catholic at Wabena Leona. And coming up next, after an information update, it's Matt and Air on Air, right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.